talking with Apollo Principal Bill Fluett, I know he's missing the students, the teachers, and the support staff. They're missing the students. So Friday, Mr. Fluett, something's going to happen where you're going to try and get out and see the kids. So tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are. One of my fourth grade teachers, Amber Hessman, saw on Facebook that another community, their teachers got together in their cars and did a little parade by their students' houses just to at least wave and blow them a kiss or something. So that was the idea. We all miss our kids a lot. It's frustrating. We feel like we're just sitting on our hands. I'm kind of fortunate because I'm part of the group that we're delivering the food on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But for a lot of people that can't help out, it's just been really frustrating, and they miss their kids. So we thought this would be a good opportunity to get out in the community in a safe way and to, reconnect at least, by eye.
Yeah, and I guess, you look at it, there's a multitude of ways you look at it because the kids, they're trying to figure out what's going on. And when you're talking about the elementary school students, K through four, that's a tough age to comprehend some of this. Teachers got to think about that. And then the teachers also, miss their classroom, miss their day-to-day way of life. So there's a lot of pieces to the equation in trying to deal with all this. And this provides help not only to the student to see the teacher, but to the teacher to see the student, too, because I know that they're missing the kids just as much as the kids are missing the teachers.
Absolutely. And we have no reference for this. I've been in this my 30th year in education, and none of us have been through this before. So it's all new for all of us, and we just aren't sure what to do, and we want to do something. And we want to know we want our kids to know that we miss them and we're thinking about them. And so this seemed like the best way to get that out.
Right. And you have a great sign at Apollo Elementary School out front, and it says, "This too shall pass." Which I think is a great sign to remember and see. So kind of your motivation behind that, I guess.
Well, when hard things happen like this, I try to think of other people that have been through things and how they persevered. And, that just came to me, this too shall pass. And this will pass, and we will be okay. It's just the not knowing and the newness, and it's strange. These are strange days. So trying to look at the big picture and getting by day by day.